Who to expect something wonderful. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live on March 24th, Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific. You know what? I am just now starting the live stream, so welcome. It's 9:05 now, so it didn't take me too long to get here. I'm going to make sure that the I see you guys in the chat room. You may not be seeing me yet, but I'll be coming on. You'll see me in a minute. Hey, Erica, thank you for being there. Your show was amazing today. So you guys, yeah, I'll get more comfortable with this. I was sick all week and I am so much better today. I feel like I'm completely out of the water now. I'm just throwing off whatever damage the virus did or whatever great things my body did to make it work. How you doing? It's good to be here with you. I'm like not so uptight about it. I had a great talk with a colleague yesterday about radio and how going live has changed me in a way, and I don't like the change. And then, you know, what he said to me was, think about you're just doing radio and it happened to be filming. They're having to be filming it. They're looking at it like they're flies on the wall of you doing your radio show. So don't lose your radio heart because that's who you are. And I'm like, God, that is so true. Remember, I'm the face for radio, not video. So anyway, it is the moon is going into Aquarius right now. Thank God. Get the technology right. And I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to feel a lot better about what we do. So let me say hi to you guys in the chat room. Gypsy Skies, how you doing? Becky, yay. Arlene, good to see you. And thanks for being here. Inga, you all are making it. I love that. Carrie, Jean, good morning, Mark. The date is wrong. It should be the 24th of March. I know. You all forgive me for all of this craziness as we get started. I will change that. I hope they'll let me change it on the edit. What happened was I have another YouTube account where I game, and it keeps changing on me. It kept going back to that one, and I was looking for y'all going, where am I? So all the gaming people, my friends in the gaming world, are like, you're going live, and I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna get over this thing at some point or another, but I am back. Thank you. Welcome, Lynn. Thank you so much for being here. And hi, Terry. Thanks again, you guys, for your patience. And what a week it's been. We need to breathe and breathe some more. I know. Okay, I'll come back and say hi to all of you. Okay, someone's saying my sound is going in and out. It doesn't look like it to me, but if you are more than one of you having sound problems, just post it because we will figure this out. Okay, I think I'm okay though. I can hear my own feedback and it seems like it's okay. So if it is going in and out, it could be me. It might be your stream. We'll check it out and see. Okay. So let's start at the top. Welcome. Welcome. If you're listening live only, I am aiming this show. If you're listening to the audio, thanks, Terry. If you're listening, to only the audio, this is also going to be a show for you. There'll be some things you'll be like, I want to go see that. You can come see it later on the live cast as it gets put up. But it has been a week. When you get sick, it is magic. There's something crazy when the body goes, okay, all forces are going into a hi, Quelly. Welcome. I will quit doing that. Hi, Jane. And hit the like. Oh, thank you. Hit the like button. Thank you, Jane. Thank you. People were commenting about quit interrupting your stream of thought and doing the chat. I will come to the chat periodically and take a look at you guys. You know, I love you so much and I love you so much for the effort of being here. But thanks, Ethne. I had a week and it's this moment when your body goes, okay, all defenses are on. And there was a moment, listen to this. So I have this really stiff neck, crazy stiff neck. You should see contraptions. I have stretching my neck out. Cause I remember my mom had a sort of scoliosis-y back neck. I'm the repository of all of the bad features of every family for generations. It landed here. And So there was a moment there I was on the couch and I was just exhausted and shivering and cold, and I was pulling the dogs in closer to me and they're about to burn up. So they're like jumping down on the floor and getting cold and then jumping back up with me. But I remember this moment, I'm so weak. And John, I mean, I don't have enough blessings for the man. I just don't. And he is making me some tea. And I'm sitting there with my head like straight up, and I'm asleep. I'm out. I have no energy. And all of a sudden, I wake up to a, and it's like my neck adjusted itself. It was like every part of my body was like, let's fix him. And so I guess like when they call in the troops, and I think this happened. Do you all do this when you get sick? Do you like go to the, your mind, where was I that I got a germ? I never leave. I mean, my car has less mileage on it than a demo model, and it's 3 years old. So I went to get eyeglasses, and I walk in, and this, I didn't like who was waiting on me. There's a type of archetype. It's a young person who speaks like a radio announcer. And they're talking to the whole room, but they're supposedly talking to me. And she had this thing that was like binoculars. And she's like, okay, come over here and look at my eyes. And I have to put my head close to her forehead. And I remember I smell her breath and thinking, I don't get out enough. I want to kill people again. And so I go to do that. I put my head in there and she did it up. And I think that's the moment I got the cold. Because then I go to see the optometrist. Kleenex all over the counter because obviously the optometrist is also sick. So thank you. Thank you, Warby. I love Warby Parker. I mean, I have a small fortune of invested eyeglassware in them, but I 10 days later got sick. Okay. So it was about maybe 7 days later I got sick. And it blasted me, man. And I was like, wow. And there's something a cancer loves about being sick. I'm sorry. There's something about it. But it helps when the cancer has a cancer nurturer around, a cancering nurturer around to help, because I was like, okay, we can't walk. I tried to get the dogs on a walk and I was like, okay, I can't. Even touching the door, it was so cold to my hands. So it was kind of a journey. I'm back, though. Oh, my God, am I back? I feel so much better. Thank you for letting me share that with you. It is an Aquarius moon. We have a chart. Look, I have a new chart. Now, this is one thing that when you're listening in the live stream, I can show you a chart now. I've set it up so I can actually put the image on the screen. this is the image of the eclipse. Now, I sent it to all of you, so please get on the mailing list and I can't wait to read your comments. I will during the show, but we're going to do it consciously. In the chart, you look at this chart, there is, look at my hands behind you. So there is this collection of planets, like definite, there is a change going on. Okay. And what I want us to understand is we are all feeling the drum roll of it. I'm starting to really see this exceptional change. I'm seeing it in myself. I've never felt more like different, just different. And I'm challenging so many more things that I'm not willing to challenge. Like I'm just challenging everything. I feel like I was challenging the show, and it wasn't until I talked to my friend that I was like, got the clarity of what I was doing. I'm talking to a video. I'm not a TV guy. I have Saturn in the first. I want to talk to you all about that. Whatever you have in your first house, which is the 9 o'clock piece of pie, that guides a lot of your life. And a lot of you, like if you look at this chart that I have on the screen, there's Pluto at the 9 o'clock position in the inner white part of the wheel. Okay, and so when you have that going on, and somebody wanted me to make an announcement, and they sent me a thing. Okay, oh, okay, just a thank you. When you're walking with that planet in the front of your house, whatever it is, if it's Saturn, if it's the moon, if it's the Saturn and moon like me, if it's Pluto, if it's Pluto there, you have people tell you all the time, you're intense. I never got that really. When I met John, he has Pluto in the first. My sister has Pluto in the first. I mean, John was one of the most fearless yet nicest people in the world. I've never met anybody who held for themselves the way I met these Pluto people. God, it's like, whoa. And I'm Scorpio rising. Pluto rules Scorpio. So if you have Pluto on the ascendant, you have that double whammy. You're like a Scorpio rising. You have that piercing. Because I have that scary thing I can put on. But, you know, they have that Pluto. That's what you're meeting, Pluto. Well, when you meet me, you meet the Saturn. You meet the hello and then clumsy. At first, if I say anything or so stoically mean, scary, that you're like, oh, all right. Like, and I remember somebody, a stranger said to me, you have such a sweet smile. You should smile more. And I was like, yeah, an astrologer told me that too. But I realized that's the defense we have. We have a defense, and that's what our rising sign is for. That's the rising sign is for having defenses and how we present them to the world and what we want the world to see first, which is why if you meet somebody and you fall in love with them, be sure it wasn't that you fell in love with that rising sign. That's why I think people of wisdom say, take your time, take your time. And there are people, you know, none of us take, we do what we want to do. Do we not? I mean, we do what the heck we want to do when we want to do it. That's what we do. I know I'm going to do this. So if I'm asking your permission, if I'm telling you about it, or if I'm explaining it to you, I've already figured it out. And I've already figured out whether I am or am not. But here we have this, time period, this cycle of energy where the sun and the moon are going to be so close together at such a 0 degree point that it's going to hit it's going to create a shadow on the sun, which is why it's called a solar eclipse. So the moon is going to go in front of the sun in such a way that our vision is going to be not being able to look at it. Now, I don't think it's visible here very easily, so don't even try to look, but do try to feel it. And it's Saturday. And what it's doing is it's heralding this shift into Aries. And I know everybody's nervous about that. But you're always nervous about stuff you don't understand. We're always nervous about. We think we know what Aries is. We think we know what it's all war. It happened the last time Neptune went into Aries. It was about war. It was about the Civil War when Neptune went into Aries. So I'm going to cover that actually next Monday because I have a lot more to say about it. And it's only temporary. We are getting a toe dipped into Aries right now. It goes back into Pisces at the end of the year. Pluto did the same thing. You remember what happened when Pluto went into Aquarius? We felt some relief. And then at the last swooping moment, it went into, during the election, it went back into Capricorn. And we acted like we were surprised at the outcome, which is so funny to me. I didn't make any predictions on that. And I'm not going to sit here and go, I knew that was going to happen. But hindsight in astrology is wonderful to have. It's good to look. Oh, there it is. It's in black and white. We had more to learn. And we can be all pissy about it or happy about it, whatever you want to be. But if you're the winning team right now, you have more to learn. And if you're the losing team, you have more to learn. And if you stop learning and you just sort of made yourself this dogmatic little position in the sand, and I'm telling you, I am over it. I'm over everybody being so right where they are. So right. They're so correct. And that, I'm telling you, is how Aries is going to feel. It's going to feel like, I don't need you being my guiding principle anymore. And the more you have a place in your mind to start acting independently, to start thinking independently, to start being not afraid of being a group thinker, a group think, the more this is going to successfully catapult you. So we're moving this week is, we are in spring. The vernal equinox has hit in the Northern Hemisphere. And we are starting to see the, and I got my cold on spring. And I was looking up the difference. What's the difference between the cold, the flu, RSV, and COVID? And I was like, I'm in every category, dear God. I'm in every category. It's funny. I didn't test for COVID. It's like, to me, I wasn't sick enough. I didn't care. I'm not going to go anywhere. I mean, I would have done it for John, but I was like, when I was starting to get sick, I start isolating myself. Like, oh God, stay 10 feet away. But I feel fine. I'm so glad now. I feel fine. I didn't lose my taste and or anything like that. But I'm just saying it was on the first day of spring, which is pretty interesting. Now we're going to look at, we just had that return of Venus to the to that 2 degree point where the sun was. That happened Sunday. And maybe that's what happened to me. Maybe that's the day where it's like all of a sudden it's like we're turning direction now. Because Mercury's doing the same thing. Mercury's going to have us turn our direction around. We're a retrograde city here. Okay, so if you haven't started to feel a shift inside yourself, or even a little confusion inside yourself, or a little clarity inside yourself, then maybe you can count on that coming. Now, I'm going to turn my head to the room. I want to take a look at the chat, see how y'all are doing. I'm taking the image off. I'll be there. all right, let me bring my microphone with me. And so I want to give some shout outs. Oh, I have some things to tell you guys too. This is really a good time to do it. Hi, Shelly. Okay, let's see. Karen, nice to see you. Thank you. Carla. And Jane, thanks for telling people to hit the like button. That's very kind, you guys. Yeah, like and subscribe. They say to tell you all that. Just do it. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I am trying to grow the Ones Who Listen family. And part of why I'm doing this live is so that they can join me and start being live too. And we can have a whole bunch of people find us. Fran said, I'm also glad my eye doctor wears a mask still at Costco. Mine should have, Fran. You're right. You're right. 7 days is the incubation period. Okay, thanks, Shelly. That's about right. Becky, you are hilarious. I love you. I'm so sorry you were sick, but mending. Becky, if this is Becky, my old Becky from the old astrology days, TMB, hi, girl. You crack me up. Yes, whenever I get sick, I plop back to where I place the blame. I do, man. I'm like, it was you. And you know, the first thing I told my friend E, I said, it wasn't you. Don't worry. Because we were afraid that might be. I don't want you to distract you, Mark, but I need to say I love your style. Thank you. Oh, thank you, man. That's so sweet. Thank God I have Scorpio to keep up those transitions that are moving so fast. That's right, Nadine. That's right. Saturn in the first tier. Feel you. Getting sick makes Saturn out of commission, in my humble opinion. Oh, Terry, it does, because there were a few things I was like, I ain't ashamed of this. This is how I feel. I can't do that. I wasn't sure I was going to do the show. But look how quick the recovery after I felt better. It was like, oh, I think I am better. I coughed. I coughed this morning. I walked the dogs. I met the Leo neighbor who I know hates me. Honestly, this is not Saturn. I know she hates me because I made some comment about being not a perfectionist and I don't understand perfectionism. I was being a little brat, but I couldn't take, they wouldn't allow cars on their driveway because it might leave tire marks. And I was just being, you know, whatever. And I felt the little spurn. I did. I know I ain't making that stuff up. Now she had bought cookies the year before for Christmas and I gave her a loaf of bread. I didn't see cookies this year. She didn't see bread. Okay. Whatever's going on, I'm finally making some headway with my clutter. Woo, Pamela. Yes, baby. Snow's breaking through. That's what's happening. Winter is leaving. Spring is coming. Okay, so here's this. Also, my Jupiter in Virgo had some time to shop. I am no affiliate to anybody, but look at this thing for my iPhone. Now, this is only for the people watching, but you can buy imitations, but it has to be the ones that have the patent, baby, because I bought the imitation for $20 less. But look at this, makes it sit up. It can sit sideways. You can rotate it. You can watch your movies. It's unbelievable. And guess what? You flip it back and you charge it. You have to have any phone. Well, it has to be a mag charger type. This must be iPhone-y. But that, I want to say, is Case Koo, K-O-O. And because don't buy the cheap imitation, it'll break on you. This thing is rugged, fun, sleek, stylish. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Also, please, I'm sorry, people that don't know me, that come listen to YouTube, they leave this hate comments. And at first I was like, no, I'm in the wrong industry. But now I get it. It's like, they were just like, you know, is this what age does to your stupid, fragile mind? Okay. Kelly Whetstone is teaching a feng shui class. Are you kidding? I have been obsessed about feng shui lately. Because I even bought this little prosperity thing I was going to show Kelly. It says my cup runneth over, and it's like a little coin. I'm afraid to take it out of the case, but I have it from when my game, you know what I'm saying? And so she's teaching feng shui for prosperity this Thursday. Kelly, you know, Taurus is, if a Taurus is telling me how to make money, I am listening to that. I'm sorry. I really am. Tauruses, man, you show me a Taurus, I'll show you somebody that's got a way to make some money. They say that about Cancers. Okay, maybe. I never feel like it, though. Tauruses feel like it, though. They know they got it. That's why they don't give it up. I never feel rich. Well, I ain't. But I never feel it when I really think temporarily I am. And then go check out those classes up there. But I wanted to tell you about Kelly's feng shui class because I love Kelly. I've known her for 100 years. Girl has integrity. I mean, if you listen to her show, my whole staff has a certain incredible qualities I love about them. They're a little rebellious these days, though. Damn. Everybody, ever since COVID, everybody just went their own way. But they're still there. They're still loyal. They still know the Cancer need to have a family-ish experience. But yeah, Kelly was back in the old days of the store. She was a painter, and then she became the director of the freaking institute, like the Berkeley Psychic Institute. Only was a school of, oh, don't make me think the name of it, please. Okay, let's say goodbye to just doing the chat, and then we're going to go right into the heart of astrology and this eclipse, because we got to know about this eclipse. Okay, Becky said, no, that's not the same Becky, but Becky, good, that's okay. It's good to see you, because that Becky wrote me the other day, and I thought maybe she found her way here. I wish I'd been around in your brick-and-mortar store. I've been around since Hay House for probably 2 decades. Oh, Becky, that's so sweet. Thank you, Becky. Hey, K-Dragon's in the house. After being sick for 3 weeks, I'm finally feeling better. Constant coughing. I'm sorry, Kay. That sounds intense. Coughing's the worst for me. I don't like that coughing stuff. So I did what I could to take care of. I did a little Mucinex early just in case, because I don't like the coughing thing. And I was lucky. It sort of bypassed me for the most part. Lori the Love Sherpa is here. She has a show after Cats, which is after mine, Kat Nicholson, who also has teaching that incredible psychic development class. You know, she texts me before she gets that show and after, and she is so high after. She is so in love with what she's doing. I'm just giving her some props for being real and sharing that part with me, because there's some of us that go so far way back that we're just like brother and sister for real. Cause I yell at Kat like a sister and she yells at me like a brother. Cause sometimes she said, I feel bad. I can't wait till you're your asshole self again soon. Like she knows. I mean, cause she was mad at me cause I could get sick and she couldn't yell at me. Okay. Ginger's got a class happening too. All right. So I want to talk to you about this eclipse. Cause here's one thing. Here's an interesting thing about it. The sun and moon are both going to be at 9 degrees. But get this, it's 9 degrees even. There's no, it's not 0.5 or not 9, 10 seconds in, no minutes. It's 0 minutes. So I went to look up the Sabian symbol of that 9 degrees, and here's what it says. So a Sabian symbol is when Dane Rudyard channeled what each segment of the moon in each degree meant. And when you calculate the Sabian symbol, the minute it's at 9 and the little second hand goes to 901, like 9 degrees, 1 minute in astrology, that's what they say, minute, but it's not a minute like a clock minute, but it is a minute like a clock minute, whatever. When it says 9 o'clock, it's you read 9 o'clock on the Sabian symbol book. But when it goes to 901, you read 10. This said 9-0. I don't think we've ever seen that in all our years where the minutes were zero on an eclipse. So I went to 9 and it says a crystal gazer. Now he channeled meaning for each of these, is my understanding. And then Mark Edmund Jones redid all of them. And people love his stuff too, which is fine. But I'm a sort of originalist in this case, okay? It says a crystal gazer. Love that. I'm glad. It says the development of an inner realization of organic wholeness. That's coming Saturday night. Now, let me keep going. It says the crystal sphere symbolizes wholeness. Within the sphere, images take form. These images may reveal future events, but more significantly, they picture the situation as a whole. The situation which the clairvoyant is meant to interpret. So he's actually acknowledging people looking into a crystal ball here. Cheers to the 1-2 listen crowd. The nascent mental faculties operating through still dominant emotions or collective cultural incentives act as a centralizing and whole-making power, whole. What the intelligence perceives in its concentration is the function of every inner impulse and every outer event in the open field of a personality still unclouded by egoism. Okay, last sentence it says, at this fourth stage of the fivefold sequence, the new technique required for development of individualized consciousness is revealed. Concentrated attention. Focus. They're asking us to focus. They're asking us to look at the organic whole. Now, I'll tell you what. That seems really different than our divided country, than our divided world. And where I have been mentally, emotionally, is watching the divided world and going, why? You're like two same sides. You look like two opposite sides, but you're not. You're like, you divert in one area and you can hear each piece complaining and hating on the same thing that they are being. And it's unbelievable to me. And I am not a saint here. But it is like, it might be time to take a step in the path of maybe neutrality, maybe. Or maybe a little less one-sided. Like, can anybody say, okay, maybe I was wrong about that? I don't know. The arrogance. I mean, do you understand the arrogance and the hubris to say how much you hate something and how right you are about that and how and you are the very thing that you are hating on, and people don't get that. And yet they feel righteous. Everybody feels righteous. Trust me. I feel righteous. But one thing I am that I wish I could give and I can't, I've been at peace. I have. I've been at peace with all the political stuff going on. I it's not like I'm putting my head in the sand either. I'm listening. But I'm refusing to react to the first thing I hear and the first thing I've always believed. And once you can crack that granite cement thing open, something does happen. It changes. Okay, I won't lecture too much about that. But I am trying to get us a little more flexibility because Venus and Mercury are not going to be retrograde for a whole lot longer. I know a lot of you are celebrating that. But look how much we can gain by knowledge and information just by using these retrograde times. I mean, at some point, put your gun down for a minute. Put your weapon down. I am amazed at the people ready to pick up a knife, pick up whatever. And you know, how many people are just not speaking because the vitriol is just so reactive. And so it's crazy. It's sad, but it is crazy. The vitriol, the knowing. And that's, you know, when you think you've been locked up and taught something that you are going to believe the rest of your life. It's like, whatever. Okay. Similar coin says, let me see, where is it? Okay, you're going to focus on it or the reflection? You can't see it, but it's a cup, and it says around the outside of it, it says, my cup runneth over. Ooh, I love that. I want that on my heart. I want my heart to fill. I want to overflow. As we're looking at this week ahead, I want you to understand something. Venus is going to go back into Pisces, okay? So it's in Aries right now. I got to get that chart back up on the screen for us. But it's in Aries right now, as you can see, for those of you looking, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's going to be in Pisces soon. I think it's Wednesday it goes back into Pisces. And by the eclipse, it will be in Pisces. I'm kind of glad about that because Venus will be next to Neptune. In the Magi astrology book, which I meant to have up here with me, but we'll go over some of this because it's Saturday. We're going to still be feeling all this stuff by my show next week. But this is the Make-A-Wish time. And this is like Cinderella aspect stuff. This is the stuff where magic is afoot. And I know you're hearing the stuff about it's apocalyptic and the world's going to separate and the world's going to change. Did you hear Erica's meditation this morning? Damn, Erica, I have to tell you that was good. But it connects you to a place where you remember that you get to be responsible for the joy and the peace that you bring to yourself. If you're a mess, you're doing probably some mean parenting to yourself. If you're a mess emotionally about what's going on, if you've terrorized yourself enough that you can't find peace, take a minute and think about what you can do. This is the Aries cycle coming, but it also, we still have the compassionate Pisces peace working for us. North Node is in Pisces. You know, sometimes I put up a gaming video and I talk, I blab, and somebody wrote, and I think, God, nobody, why would anybody watch this stuff? It's kind of silly, but I'm doing it because people seem to enjoy it. And a woman wrote, I can't find my peace anywhere. And I love when you talk, because I had accidentally muted myself. And she said, I can't hear you. And I was thinking, they're probably glad. And then she said, I need to hear you talk. And I'm not trying to point kudos at myself. What I'm trying to say is we're seeking a place to be comforted. And if you're not comforted, I hope you came here because you might get some comfort. That means the world to me. But if you're not feeling comforted, oh gosh, I'm looking at the live stream. I'm hoping that I think you are good because you're just delayed. That's right. I'm hearing myself in real time. So, but I am concerned why your picture hasn't changed. It's been so long, but I'll put this back up so I can see. Okay. Anyway, Venus is going to be hitting this. Venus is going to go into Pisces. Let's see, probably Thursday, might be Wednesday evening. And then it's going to come back to, and it's going to stay until Sunday the 13th before it goes direct. It'll be in Pisces that whole time. So we're going to get some time in this Venus cycle to play with Neptune and working some magic, at least until, well, we'll talk about it on my show next week. But this week is a great time for you to enact some personal wishes, some things that you would like to see get created. I want to look at the chat room so I can see if you guys are still with me. I gotta take care of making sure the sound is okay. Yeah, it says an excellent connection. We're good. Okay. Prepare to have passion. Terry says, prepare to have passion project to take advantage of Venus, Mercury direct back into Aries. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Terry says, perhaps focus will be owned instead of projected. And Anne says that Kelly is an awesome person and teacher. Yeah, that is so true. Okay, I got y'all. The chart is coming up. There is like a 3-minute delay. I will fix that next time. If you're listening live, it doesn't affect you at all. It shouldn't affect you at all. If you're listening only, if you're seeing the visual, I'm a little ahead of you. Okay, so when Venus, and Terry's point is, you're going to get until May the very first of May, May Day, okay, for when Venus comes back into Aries to get full charged again. So to like lay some foundation work here. But also, you guys, this is a secret time with Venus Neptune conjunct to manifest something you really want. And I am going to get the book. Hold on. I'm going to get it. It's right here. It's right here. It's not that far. Sacred Magi book. This is the book for those of you watching. Don't pay money for this, a lot of money for it. They try to get you to pay $125. This was the book I told Reed at Hay House how much I loved it. He said, "You do?" And I go, "Yeah, I was waiting for their new one." He goes, "Well, we're not renewing them." He hated astrology. And more than that, he hated, I don't know, anybody that wasn't blonde and female, mountain. Anyway, I'll be good. Let's see. I already am Baz. I don't know why I say that. Venus hitting Neptune. You got to hear this. So you look in the back, it gives you each of the aspects that are moving through. There's Sun, there's Jupiter. And I need Venus, please. There we go. Venus is a big one for them. Okay, here we go. Mars. Okay, here it is. Venus and Neptune. One of the romantic linkages and is symbolic of the long-term romance and union. It is the best linkage that is not Chiron-based and creates a very harmonious, peaceful, serenely romantic relationship. Oh, God bless you, Lynn. It will usually bind you long-term to the linked person. This is also a silver linkage and is excellent for business partners. Now get this. If you're having that personal aspect, okay, so wait a minute. In electional matters, hold on. That was relationally. In matters of money and love, okay, hold on. Enhancement. Electional matters of love and money. Here we go. One of the most powerful super aspects in terms of making money, especially, listen to Alexa. Alexa, please shut up. Alexa, please. Jeez. Because I must, you know, I slur my words, and I'm sure I've said that sound, Alexa, so many times. One of the most powerful super aspects in terms of making money, especially from Neptune endeavors. Now, that's things like spirituality, drugs, music, creativity, art, etc. By all means, maneuver your schedule and plans to try to include this aspect in all business charts, especially employment charts. This is a great aspect under which to start a job. It is even useful to initiate small business matters with this aspect, such as opening a bank or brokerage account, a pension account. It is also the very best aspect time to commit to any purchase over a period of time, like buying a house. I bought my house on a Venus retrograde. Y'all know that? I'm still here. It's still standing. I did have to replace all the appliances on the first week, but dang, I'm glad I did. And then did we replace the stove? And John said, "Why is it not burning blue?" And I go, "I don't know." 2 years later. So I call Home Depot. "Well, our stove is burning yellow." And they came out and the guy couldn't fix it. I got a check in the mail for the price of the stove. Okay, there. Don't hate me because I'm, well, I was going to say, don't hate me because I'm beautiful, but now y'all can see that. Y'all can see I'm lying. Okay, I'm not fishing for compliments. Please, please. It is also the very best aspect to commit to any purchase over a period of time, such as buying a house, a mortgage, or a car on credit. This aspect will help you make all the payments. I love that. Big one for love. If you're planning a first-time seduction of somebody whom you want to marry and are not sure when to do it, check your Magi ephemeris and look to see when the enhancements will be here next time. That's cute. Okay, love and money. Don't pay more than $20, maybe $30 for it. But Reed said he wasn't going to reprint it, so he's God. Okay. There's other things happening, you know. Like, let's take a look real quick. If you are an Aries, this is such a very special time for you. I know you guys are warriors and you don't, you know, you endure. Oh, here's my cup. John, I was like, somebody asked me about my cup. This is my cup. No, I mean, who really cares? But anyway, it's an ember cup. And so it has, here we go. This is the cup. So it's an ember cup. If you touch up there and it tells you stuff that it does, how much the battery is, what temperature you want to make it, but it is good. Hot. It's been hot the whole show, really hot, and doesn't ruin the taste. Okay. See, that was an old man thing where I just, you know, was ready to tell you something. If you're an Aries and you are starting just to think that your life is lucky anyway and that you endure things, you're a warrior, I want you to realize something. This is a particularly special time for you. And the house that you have Aries in, like I have it in my sixth house, which would be health and routine and schedule, things like that. Whatever house you have your Aries in, and if you are an Aries sun or particularly moon or particularly rising sign, those are the sun, moon, and rising, that trilogy, really going to feel this. Use this cycle to effect good change in your life. You heal me? You feel me? Because let me tell you something, this time period is one of the most unusual and rare moments that I think you're ever going to see, because Neptune is going into your sign. Venus is in your sign. The sun is in your sign. The eclipse is in your sign. The moon is in your sign. Mercury is going to be, well, it's now still in your sign, right? So it's going to be, it retrogrades out of Pisces into Aries. So it's coming for you. And it'll be there while everything else is there. So I'm telling you, if you're an Aries, and Terry said it beautifully, gear up your personal power and get ready to launch, because it's happening. And let me tell you something. I'm begging you. Please do not waste it on just being mad at something or someone or whatever. Just don't waste it on that, but do use it to empower, to inspire, to ask for support and what you need to get to where you want to be. We know you're capable, we know you're pioneers, but you know what? You're also strong. You hear Javi in the back? So want to yell at him. Hold on. He has to do the last word, but he'll stop. Because guess what sign he is? Aries. Oh, you know what? Today's his little birthday. Oh my God, how could I forget his birthday? I know how I can forget his birthday. You know, want to know how I forget his birthday? It breaks my heart. I don't want him to have a birthday. No. I don't want him to have a birthday. I don't want him getting old. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear it. So no, we're not celebrating. He needs to go work today. I'm going to go make him dig some holes. Yeah. Yeah. I love them too much. And there is such a thing as loving too much. I don't care what anybody says. Okay. I think what I want to do with you all is get you prepared for the eclipse. Basically, here's some information I want you to have. I'm going to see when Venus conjuncts Neptune exactly. It's right here. You know what calendar I use now? The wee moon. I'm like a veritable information, not information, I'm an infomercial. But I ain't getting paid for any of it, so I don't give a shit, right? Okay, so I don't care. I don't want to. I don't want to be controlled that way. But let me tell you when Venus is going to conjunct the world. Okay, Venus, here we go. The Sun and Neptune conjuncted on the first day of spring. Okay, hold on. Oh, today, the Sun and Moon conjunct, Sun and Mercury conjunct, which is the Prometheus point of Mercury retrograde. That means we can start really safely and feeling some hope and looking forward. Okay, that's happening. Now, Venus, where are you? Here we are, 6:13 in the morning Pacific time on Thursday, Venus and Neptune conjunct. That's all that stuff I told you about. Get a job this week. Make some money this week. You can do it. No, I'm teasing, but do it. If you need a job, if you need to go like hit somebody up for some money or a raise or, you know, use that Venus charm. Y'all got it now. Listen, Aries, take advantage of the fact that we like you this time, because Venus is in Aries. We like you, but don't get used to it. Because who am I going to pick on? Okay. I have about 5 minutes left. Can I turn my attention to the chat room now, please, you guys? Okay, I'm going to do that. Thank you again, Lynn. That's so sweet. I got the book on your recommendation and paid $20 for it used. You got it. I love it. I love it. $20 is good. I am a brat. I feel so good. And I feel feisty. I think I was like maybe, you know, incubating that thing 7 days. Lord, don't know. You know, weird aches and pains. If you start getting weird aches and pains, I think, oh, the virus is somewhere. Now I think it, but I'll forget about it soon. Whatever. Oh, what book is that title? Okay, I'll show you. It is Magi Astrology. Magi Astrology, the key to success in love and money. Love and money. Love and money. I like one of those things a lot. Shut up. Oh my gosh. Okay. Where did you find it? Probably Amazon, you guys, right? It was many years ago. Maybe search used on Amazon. Oh, she bought it years ago. Okay. Good, good, good. Yeah. Search on Amazon. If you have trouble finding it, write me. I'll help you look. MarkHusson@ME.com. If Reed is God, I'm losing my religion. I know. We are brats. That's so good. Aries, sun in the fifth. Aries, moon in the fourth. I feel you, Mark. And you feel better, dear Mark. I do. I do so feel better. Thank you, Melissa. That's so sweet. Pamela Snow, I'm listening. Listen. That Venus conjunct Neptune, where that Venus conjunct Neptune applies to everyone, but because you're an Aries moon, it definitely can activate you. And the eclipse is on your moon, probably close to it. It's 9 degrees, right? So see where your moon is. If your moon's later, then that's the Neptune influence. And then Venus is going to hit that moon. So you're going to feel good and people are going to like you and they're going to laugh at the things you say. Because sometimes I feel, oh, you know, feelings. Feelings. Sometimes they get in a way. Okay. Aries Moon. Happy birthday, sweet pup. Oh, thank you, friend. He is such a sweet pup. Oh, my God. My little baby boy. Let me see if I have that thing going. I don't think I do. No. That's good. Stop it. Don't mess with anything. All right. Lynn needs to work. I love it. Who was the author of Love and Money book? Oh, Magi. Wait a minute. It's called Magi Society is the author. Magi Society. And I will help y'all look for it. Because this book is looking new. Because at the time when I knew it was going out of print, I didn't buy more than three, but I bought three. And it comes and goes. It's not that hard to find. It really isn't. Thank you guys. Okay. Yeah. It's called the author is the Magic Society. You're right. All right. You guys, thank you. Thank you. Oh, it feels so good to feel good. And thanks to, all my supporters, all of you, and particularly to my little friend Declan, who opened the door for me with radio, made this. This is, I feel like I can do this again. I feel like I can do it now. And this is the advice I'm going to give my advisors who are coming to live stream, Relax. It's okay. Look at me. I y'all let me have my 5 minutes of fumbling. You got to think of it as you're working your radio show, not your working video, because I am not here to be a television producer, or I swear to you. And y'all know that too. So, hey, listen, thank you so much for being here. Big hugs to all of you. Thank you. I know. And that's one good thing about video. You can make people laugh. All they have to do is open their eyes. Oh, okay. Happy eclipse, everybody. Listen, next week, Neptune entering Aries, Monday show. We'll focus on it a little bit. There's good news about it that we're going to love, love, love. Okay. All right, you guys, this is Mark. I am going to sign out, and I hope you are, I love it. Yeah. You, I think I'm getting little messages that are so cute. Thank you guys. All right. I'll talk to you next week. This is Mark signing out.